differs.
Yeah, I could do that. I like I had friends that read it in college for an old English class, and they read it, I think, in old English. And just, that's not as much what I'm into. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I've heard it's a really cool graphic novel, so I'm excited to check that one out. And I even just like reading the description is fun. I'll share one more. It's a book. This is a middle grade novel in verse, I believe. Is it in verse? Let's see. I know this author often writes novels in verse. Yes, it is. Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't assuming that. But it's called Mirror to Mirror. It's by Rajani LaRocca, who is an author who has written both novels and picture books, and has written a lot of books. And she lives over in Western Mass, so not too far away. I'm hoping some year that she'll come to the book festival. I met her at a library conference recently, where she had tons of books that she was signing because she had so many books coming out. But this one's called Mirror to Mirror. It comes out March 21st. And here is the description. Maya is the pragmatic twin, but her secret anxiety threatens to overwhelm her. Chaya is the outgoing twin. When she sees her beloved sister suffering, she wants to tell their parents, which makes Maya feel completely betrayed. With Maya shutting her out, Chaya makes a dramatic change to give her twin the space she ne seems to need. But that's the last thing Maya wants, and the girls just drift further apart. The once close sisters can't seem to find their rhythm, so they make a bet. They'll switch places at their summer camp, and whoever can keep the ruse going longer will get to decide where they both attend high school, the source of frequent arguments. But stepping into each other's shoes comes with its own difficulties, and the girls don't know how they're going to make it. Wee. I think it sounds really fun. I love the swapping places idea. I feel like that seems really fun. And I love a good summer camp book. I
Yeah.
love a good sister relationship book. And I love a book in verse. So seems like a good fit for me. And I like the author, Rajani LaRocca. So that's Mirror to Mirror. And that comes out March 21st. So coming soon. Place your holds.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are some of the books I'm looking forward to reading soon. I've also got my eye on some books coming out in April that I'm excited about, both the next Katie the Cat Sitter and the next New Kid book by Jerry Craft called School Trip. I'm excited for that one too.
Cool.
There anything that you all are excited for, either bookish things or other?
I can't think of any right now. My parents have we've kind of put a household block on looking for new books until we read at least a few of the ones we already have.
It's hilarious.
Sometimes we need to discipline ourselves.
It's a good way to like get through your to-read pile.
Yeah, it's a motivator.
But maybe you should be able to like for every two books you finish that you already have, then you can get one new one to add to the pile. So your pile's still going smaller, but
See, the issue with that is when you go into Barnes and Noble, you go in expecting one book and you come out with five.
Well, yeah, I don't know how to solve that problem.
Yeah.
I guess you could just say you can only get one, or you only go there after you've read however many books you need to replace. Or you just borrow them from the library and then they can't take up your whole house
True.
because you have your stack and then eventually you have to return them. That's what I do. Occasionally I buy books too because I want my own copy, or if there's a wait, sometimes I'll buy my own, or I get some as gifts, or sometimes they just feel really nice when you see them at the store. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, I want to touch that book. Hold it in my hands. But yeah, it feels good to take things off of your to-read list, like books that you've been wanting to read for a really long time.
It's
And you
satisfying.
finally get to them. You feel like such a success. You should get an award. Gold star, blue ribbon.
Yay.
All right.
Yay. Bye.
And Yeah, bye. I hope our listeners, I hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading.
Bye. We just wanna party.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now. Special radio station. Telephone number is 212-420-9045.
Pedimos que por favor reporten al 420-9045. Estamos midiendo la fuerza de esta transmisión, una nueva emisora.
This is great. But I have all the VHS
independent narrowcasting.
for less than it costs to buy a real good radio.
This is WNYU too. We're actually going over a really powerful station.
Really?
Right
we're
now.
Going over NYU?
Yeah, so if you can imagine, if we go on a space that's not being used, we can go even further.
Yeah. Not that there are a lot in New York. But keep yours close to the mic. Guys know what's called. We're really getting a lot of reach and a lot of distance. Nobody lives around here, that's the thing. Tell me if I'm gonna bump into these guys. That's not them, is it?
Rest in peace to all the kids that lost their lives in the Parkland shooting. This song is dedicated to you.
Okay, shaky con, every single night. What you say? Feeling good, I'm feeling great. Tired of the day. Stuck in shoes all on my plate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio 90.7 FM WGXE, broadcasting live Catskill, Acre, and Hudson. It's your lovely host, DJ Cola, and my even lovelier sound engineer,
DJ Money.
And we're going to be right back after a song and the news and the weather and all that, and we got a great show planned. I can't wait for you guys.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Michael Ryan reports in the Mountain Eagle that incumbent Michael Pompa and former mayor Alan Higgins are competing for the mayor job in the village of Hunter in a March 21st election. Also, Jason DeLeo, Tyler Kelleher, and Abraham Stefanski are competing for one open seat on the Hunter Town Board. Higgins resigned as mayor last winter to take the job as superintendent of the village's public works department, and Papa, a Hunter trustee, took over. Higgins says it is Papa's poor performance that has drawn him back. Higgins calls Papa a bully and says, and I quote, "Never have I seen a need as I have with this man. He does everything unilaterally. He feels he is in charge and in control of every aspect of village government. Actually, everything is a board of trustees decision," end quote. Papa said, and I quote, "I don't believe I have power over everything, but as mayor, I am head fiscal officer. Not everything is a board of trustees choice. Many optics I have to deal with are mayoral decisions," end quote. Both Higgins as former mayor and Papa as current mayor accuse each other of being behind with filing the annual update of documents, the yearly financial reports filed with the state comptroller's office. About the bullying, Papa says, and I quote, "It's not bullying if you're trying to hold someone accountable for their job. If that's interpreted as bullying, that is their interpretation. When you start peeling back the onion, the problem is in the office. The village clerk is trying to create a case of harassment. She, in my view, has bullied people out of the office by the way she has treated them, by the behavior she imposed on them," end quote. Read more about this story, reprinted in Porcupine Soup. New York State of Politics reports that another lawsuit has been filed against the New York State Office of Cannabis Management. Currently, a lawsuit is blocking cannabis stores from opening in five regions of the state, including the Hudson Valley. The new lawsuit comes from some of New York's medical cannabis companies. They are asking the court to make state regulations come from the state legislature, the Office of Cannabis Management. They also want the judge to open up dispensary applications to all applicants, not just justice-involved candidates, and get law enforcement to crack down on illegal sales. Meanwhile, the fourth cannabis store in the state opened this week in Ithaca. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. Austin Jefferson reports in the Daily Freeman that Warren Lawrence has been with radio station WKNY for 50 years as of March 17th. He says the first day was, and I quote, "scary. I was a kid and I was in high school. It's just something I was always interested in doing. I wrote letters to different radio stations and heard from the program director here, and I came in. We talked and I started hanging around doing different things around the station," end quote. Then Lawrence says, on, and I quote, "St. Patrick's Day of 73, he called me and said, my overnight guy is not feeling good. Can you fill in? And I was like, yeah, sure. So that was the first day," end quote. Lawrence has been with Radio Kingston 1490 AM ever since. He said, and I quote, "just interacting with so many people in the community or people I've worked with has been terrific. I never thought it would last this long," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, March 17th. Local early morning temperatures range from 27 degrees in Steventown to 45 just outside Greene County in Roxbury. Regional average soil temperature is 35 degrees. Okay, yes, rain is gonna fall today, all day generally, and wind gusts will be around hitting near 2 p.m. That might make it feel a bit stormy, but we hit 53 degrees at 5 p.m. Overnight, we dip all the way to 32, kissing the freezing point for about 3 hours. Hopefully, that's the start of a pattern. Rain ends by daybreak, then Saturday will be dry, but moderately windy with a high of 46. Overnight, we dip to 24 degrees. Then, Sunday, things look a little rough. It will be dry, but wind gusts in the upper 30s and a high temperature of 35 make conditions frigid. Yeah, but, Monday, we hit 50 degrees again, and no rain is expected. Here's a little teaser. Today's river temperature will be 36.8 degrees. Today's tide strength is average. At that temperature, most people only last about 20 minutes. So we're going to be keeping that as just a preview until things are a little safer. Sunset today will be at 6:49 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7 o'clock a.m. Looking way up, we see at the moment things are quiet, but thanks to the proximity of the equinox and the Russell McFerrin effect, aurora chances are at their peak. Watch that KP index. 7 and over brings the aurora playground down to our latitude, making it at least possible to be viewed. Solar wind speed is currently 456.1 kilometers per second at 5.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible outside of AM radio till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1.6, quiet. The current sunspot number is 84. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM, WGXE, broadcasting live, Catskill Lake, around Hudson. Today, I am joined by...
DJ Jamari.
And I'm your host, DJ Cola.
Yo!
Bro, no.
Had it planned.
He got me hyped up because of the Kirby music. I'm the best Kirby main. Anyways, today, we just got a nice show of questions, you know. Also, for you guys out there, we're still doing that giveaway. If you want to... win $25 gift card of your choice, hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Alright. So, you know, we're gonna do just random email. I think did we say something last time? About, like...
Oh, yeah, if you email us, tell us what card you want.
Right.
Alright, so, real quick, rock, paper, scissors, me.
What? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors.
Are we just gonna keep on time?
Okay.
Now, since you won, you get this.
Okay. This is I like this background music.
What is it?
This is a good background music. If you had to take over the world,
Alright, how would, like, if I would, if I, what?
Let's say, for whatever reason, you turn into a supervillain.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to take over the world? What's your plan?
Mind control is too easy. It's boring. It would be easy to stop. Probably block out the sun.
Block out the sun? Oh, that's interesting. Alright, let's say you got a budget of, you know, I think a million. Yeah, a million's fair, because...
I'm pulling a Dr. Doofenshmirtz from the alternate reality where he won.
A million isn't even that much in the big scheme. If you're trying to take over the whole world, I would...
I'm buying hospitals.
Ooh, that's a good plan. I think I would poison all... water supplies. Hypothetically, by the way, guys, this is a hypothetical. If you were a supervillain, I am not a supervillain. I'm literally the most pacifist person you will ever meet. I literally, if I see a cat, I have to stop and pet them.
Lies. He's plotting. He's plotting on every one of you.
But
be careful.
Anyways, hypothetically, if I was a supervillain, poison the water streams, make an antidote, sell it.
I would take over hospitals and just stop the medicine supplies coming through.
You couldn't do that with just $1 million. A hospital alone is probably more than $1 million.
So, I feel if it's a small town. If it's a small town, because think of it, Catskill doesn't have a hospital.
That's true.
Dude, you would have to go to Hudson.
Let's make things a little bit easier. $1 million, one superpower. I'm also gonna nerf it.
Okay, superpower. If you think of a bad thought that I can read, your brain melts.
Bad thought that you can read. Alright. To read somebody's... Alright, I'm gonna think of some weird way. You have to, like, have some setup. You're not gonna be able to just do it randomly. You have to...
Oh, wait, no, can I change it?
Yeah.
So if I touch you in any sort of way, I'm able to choose if you live or die.
No, I think that's too overpowered.
Oh, it's not. Because that could be, I could have a valid nerf.
Alright, okay, got it.
That would have a valid nerf.
If you touch somebody. Okay, hold on.
Look at you over here getting hyped because of music! I don't know if I would have been that curvy. My apologies.
You have to know the person's name, birthday, and social security code.
How am I gonna know their social security code?
Good luck.
Okay.
You're gonna be the most deadly, what's it called, credit card thief.
That is a good, that's what I would do. I would be a credit card thief.
Alright, you know what? I got a simple one. I would want to be able to change my appearance at will. Doesn't gotta be crazy.
Nostalgia.
It doesn't gotta be like whole. What's it called?
Body morph.
Like, I'm not turning into a zebra. Just facial features, height, hair length, hair color, body width, just stuff like that.
But your voice doesn't change.
Ooh. See, I feel like that's when you get caught. You know what you do? You go in a room, change, act like a normal bystander. That's
you'd
why
be the best side background character.
Hold on. This is a good idea. I'm gonna be lying about this. I'm gonna be writing about, like, somebody who can shapeshift and trying to take over the world.
That's what you're gonna write about?
Yeah, that sounds like a good book. That being said, if you had to live in any book, what would it be?
Probably Sun Tzu City. Probably like a comic book. Probably. I'm gonna say Spider-Man, but too much chaos happens in Marvel, and I'm not saying DC at all. I'm not even gonna try to think of DC.
What's like a very what's a happy book? Like a super happy, nothing bad.
But now,
yeah. I mean,
well. Yeah, I would probably say for now. Because think about it. If you're a normal bystander, bro, you're really chilling.
I mean, you don't just don't go to any...
Don't have kids. Don't be in the army.
All
you need to do, don't have kids. Don't be in the military. Don't be in the army. Work a normal 9-to-5.
I know what book I want.
You're good.
A dog's purpose. Because that way, dogs get reincarnated. And that makes me happy, because that means dogs. Like, I don't even have to elaborate. If you don't like dogs, I think, unless you're listening to it, everybody listening to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM,
WGXC,
Catskill, Ikra, and Hudson, we're playing some nostalgic stuff for 2000s kids.
I don't think this is 2000s kids.
Yeah, this is totally 2000s kids nostalgia.
There's no way.
What do you mean? You're a 2000s kid.
Oh.
I'm watching the cogs turn in your mouth. Think. If you were born in the 2000s, if you were born on 2000 exactly, you're 23 now.
I'm not born in 2000 exactly. I was confused.
But I'm saying 2000 kids, some 2000 kids can legally drink now. Let that sink in.
And my 05 kids are just turning 18. And my 06 kids are just turning 17?
You know, that's a good question. Or that brings up another good question I had. floating in the depths of my mind that just got, what's it called? Re-triggered.
How old would 2010's kids be right now?
2010's? Born exactly in 2010, you would be 13. But the question was, if you could change any law, what would it be? And what would you change it to?
What? Oh, I'm sorry.
If you could change any law.
I don't know.
I think...
I want to say that you need a license to drive.
No, I like that. That's mine now. I'm stealing that. You don't need a license to drive? No, that would be fun.
You can only drive with a permit. You don't need a license.
I would get rid of all of the law.
I'm Javi, and...
We don't care.
No
right
free
now.
Advertisement. On Word. Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting live on 90.7.
Instead of that, we play Kirby here.
You know? You know what song I think Kirby would appreciate?
What?
I think Kirby would appreciate a new song.
Why not just turn it up? I didn't impress anything. Okay, let's see. Kirby, what song do
song
you appreciate?
Dropped.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's kind of got a Kirby fit. You can't see in the video. He's dressed in pink. I mean,
okay.
He's Kirby. He got them Kirby glasses.
This song is by Connor Pierce. And I can never say his name.
BB No Money Sign.
Thank you. And it's called Not a Beanie. And 3, 2, 1, here we go. We'll be back.
Go on, honey. Yeah. I get what I want, don't need no genie. This right here with Tuka ain't no beanie. Every time they see me, now they froze. No, there ain't a thing that you can't teach me. Rest in peace to Feeny. Got my own Topanga at the show. I ain't at the top, but I feel close to it. Got the speakers knocking, now these doors that keep on opening. Got too many yes men in your circle, how you supposed to win? If I play this for my girl and she don't like it, I ain't posting it. Whoa, rap game is the beast, popping up on those screens. Laptop in a dream, top notch with the keys. Wait, blast off at a reach, hopscotching on beats. Cause I just keep stepping on squares, these numbers increase. Whoa, yeah, baby no money in corner, that's baby no price.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, that sounded nice.
Baby no price, roll up the tongue, got me saying it twice. Me falling off, keep wishing, tried to grant me 3 wishes. But look, I get what I want, don't need no genie. This right here with Tuka ain't no beanie. Every time they see me, now they froze. No, there ain't a thing that you can't teach me. Rest in peace to Feeny. Got my own Topanga at the show.
I just looked up what Topanga means. Come on, go this year, I need more enemies. Baby, no real rat shit, don't speak with energy. Baby, no enemy. Just woke up, I sip amphetamines. I'm so sure you know what's better. Just made a minute, but a song about green bean. Baby, don't press, don't make it stuttering. Freaking MITS, pop 5 photo, keep it promiscuous. 2 tens kissing, bottom cells, 20 simultaneous. They said, baby, smooth, ain't talking subcutaneous. Finally got my paper straight, it's 5 missing.
Magic.
Baby, no money, my brother in Christ. Connor, he killing it, checking the price.
Speaking of magic,
if you could have 3 wishes, what would it be?
I would wish for
it can't be world peace, it can't be immortality, and it can't be money.
I would wish for exactly 1 more wish, and then that would ease my wish, and then I would have 3 wishes left.
One, mine would be superpowers.
What, you got 3 superpowers, which ones?
Teleportation.
Ooh, that's a good one. I got the nerf. You know, superpowers without no, like, limitations. Too OP. Nah, it's a good one. It's a fair one. Nobody can see you while you teleport. You have to be on scene to the eye.
So people can't notice me.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. People don't notice me anyway.
No.
I'm good.
No,
I'm good.
You can't be in anybody's line of sight. You have to, like...
Like they don't notice me.
Like they can't see you at all.
Okay, cool. They already don't know
what
it is.
You also can teleport to a place where people will notice you pop up. I think that's fair.
Like they can't notice that I'm there at all. Like they just can't see me teleport in.
They can't see you.
Like visit there at all?
Nope, it won't let you teleport if you're in somebody's line of eyesight. It wouldn't let you teleport where you want.
All right, so I would just do it at nighttime.
That's fair. You can probably get out of their render distance that way.
Like, I would just do it at nighttime, I would just pop up in alleys.
One place, bro, you're fast.
Pop up in alleys.
You know what would be fast travel for you? Bathroom stalls. Yo,
that's your so power. Smart.
I pretty much just nerfed your power
so
to only, like, teleport onto toilets.
That's
how do you feel?
So smart. That's so smart. I would just teleport to bathroom. Wait, no, that kind of sounds really
good. That or you can only teleport to places you've been before. But that kind of takes the fun out of teleporting,
that takes
I
the
feel.
Fun out of everything.
Yeah.
Bro. Alright. If you had a time where you could talk to your younger self, what would you say? And would your younger self be proud of you?
I would tell them everything will be okay.
That would be the last thing? You get 5 minutes to be alone. Just you and your old self.
That would be my main message. To believe in yourself. Pupils misbehaving like an eyesore. Well, no matter what happens, just keep your head up. Always try to find the positive, but they might start.
Ooh. I would tell my younger self, be more selfish. Be more selfish. And you don't have to force yourself on everybody. Not everybody is your friend. Like you don't need a friend.
Right. You're going to meet a lot of people, and you're going to meet a lot of people that don't like you. But at the same time, you're going to meet a lot of people that like you, and you're going to like them, and things are going to be awesome with them.
Oh, I know what I'm saying.
That's what I would say.
You don't need friends. Friends will need you.
I would say 2013 Bitcoin.
Oh my god, 2013.
If I have a conversation with my past self, I'm telling him, get your mom and dad, get our mom and dad to invest in Bitcoin.
I would say, don't listen to your mom and get dreads anyway. Like, I would want to start my dread journey earlier. Because by this time, I probably would have wanted to restart.
Hey, that being said, if you couldn't be characters in any media, what would you do? Like, you live their life.
If I could be any character?
Like, you don't get to change anything. You just live their life from start to finish.
Oh, Bert. What is an anime that I would want to be? Wait, you said character or anime?
Character. It can be in anything. You just live their life. Ooh, I know who I would pick, actually. I would pick Ash Ketchum. What?
I thought I heard something different. I would... Wait, hold on. That just messed up my brain. Who would I be? And I have no consequences, really.
You don't get to change your actions. You're just living, like...
I know, as that character, what character do I know that really doesn't have consequences or gets hurt?
Ash Ketchum doesn't really get hurt.
Yes, he does. He gets hurt by Pokemon. He legit gets shocked by Pikachu constantly.
But he doesn't, like, die. It's like a kid's show, so nobody dies.
That's not true.
Who dies in Pokemon? Amber?
Yeah.
Loser. I'm not Amber.
Okay. Alright. Ash basically died in Pokemon at the beginning of the show, like, where you got that crazy Thunderbolt.
All I'm saying is, you get to live a good life. You get to travel different regions, getting a bunch of exotic pets, and then at the end, in Sun and Moon, you get to become the champion.
Right.
You get a goal that you've been working towards the whole time. That sounds like a pretty satisfying life.
Who would I really want to be, like, from a show? Is a good question. Who do I want to be? I feel like I would want to be, like a gumball character. Like, I feel like I would probably...
That life would be fun.
I feel like I would be Darwin.
I'm trying to think of anything bad that happens to him. I mean... He becomes a ghost, so he technically dies, but he comes back.
But, he comes back, though. Yeah, right? It's like he had a choice to be a ghost, and it wasn't either for that long.
I feel that.
Hmm.
Ooh. What about Danny Phantom? Then he can become a ghost.
But think about it. Boy really had to raise his evil self. And don't bro went through mad heartbreaks. Look, bro,
don't we all?
Bro went through mad heartbreaks. Had to raise him his evil self from the future. Bro had to watch his parents die and his friends.
Don't we all?
No.
I mean,
not by a gas tank. Not by a gas. Bro, like,
hold on. I don't know my past.
Bro, I legit have to look it up.
I've seen many people die from gas tanks. It's a shame, really. I could have saved them by not aiming at the gas tank.
Oh. Police, help me.
Speaking of that, if there is any police listening, or anybody in general,
if you're listening, I was playing.
No, I was just saying, you're listening to Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting live, Catskill Acre, Hudson. Today, we're just having a chill day. Next week, you know what we're going to do?
Yeah.
We might pick a winner. Or are we going to extend it?
Let's find if someone emails us.
We'll see, because we're doing $25 ASMR gift card giveaway. I'm lying about the ASMR. If you want to hit us up at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, we're going to pick a, you know, tell us something about yourself. Or answer one of the questions. We love answers to our questions.
If you had gravity powers.
Oh, gravity powers?
What would be the first thing you could do?
Time travel.
Wait, gravity powers?
Yes.
How are you time traveling?
Gravity.
Oh, gravity.
Is the curvature of space-time. Therefore, I could time travel.
I mean, I guess if you rotate the planet up in another direction.
I don't know. All I know is Albert Einstein was a pretty cool dude, and, like, he said something about special relativity. And he's got, like, funny hair. Did you know he never wore socks?
No.
Yeah. He was also autistic.
I heard that, too. I heard that one. Bro, I need to find this video where Dark Danny hurts his family in front of normal Danny. And I need to find it. If I don't find it, I'll be very upset. What?
You didn't say anything. Anyways. Oh, yeah, by the way, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
No green. Don't be.
What do you mean? How? I think St. Well, you don't love St. Patrick's Day?
I do.
Okay, I was about to say.
It's because it's Green Day.
That's what I thought. I love Green Day.
Oh, my God. Wait. Hold on.
What? Are you putting on Green Day?
Yes.
Now? Bro, okay. So to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, everybody, we're going to play some Green Day because St. Patrick's.
What's a good Green Day?
It's literally Green Day. Brain Stew. No, wait. That has no words. Good riddance.
I'm going to just put Green Day Clean Songs.
We're going to play the raffle. Whatever song it gives us, that's the one we're going to play. But that being said, hello, everybody. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, broadcasting to you in Acre, Catskill, Hudson. We're going to be celebrating St. Patrick's Day with
I am DJ Shamani.
Because it is Green Day.
I'm DJ Shamani. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm DJ Shamani, and I have a host, and thanks.
We will be back right we will be back right thanks. After the song and the news update.
Empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Roger Hennigan Gilson reports for the Times Union that on March 21st, Coxsackie Village voters will choose between incumbent Republican Mark Evans and Democrat Veronica Foley for mayor. Foley became involved in village politics because of the development of the Newberry Boutique Hotel. The hotel is attached to an event center on the village waterfront and broke village zoning rules and undermined permissions granted by the village planning board, creating more opposition in Coxsackie. The Newberry got a stop work order by the village, but then several residents, including Foley, found it had been built with an extra floor, one of several unapproved variations of the plan. Foley started a newsletter about the building project and eventually other village government news. If she wins the election, Foley says she will continue the newsletter, quote, but on a wider scale, unquote. Evans is up for his eighth term as village mayor. He grew up in Coxsackie and is the vice president of the state telephone company, founded by his great-grandfather. Evans is also a former paramedic and president of Greene County Paramedics. Evans crows about an upgrade of the village's water system and a $3 million state grant to install a water tank to back up the system in case of water main breaks under his watch. And recently, Coxsackie won a $4.5 million New York Forward grant that Evans wants to use to address the local affordable housing crisis. Evans said, quote, I want to try and do everything I can to ensure that my kids, who both graduated the high school here and work in the area, will have a place where they will be always be able to afford in Coxsackie, unquote. But Foley believes winning the grant works against Evans because of his administration's lack of transparency. She said that she is concerned that picking the final project list would involve, quote, opaqueness, unquote, from the village, and she pledged open communication and transparency as mayor. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that hunters in Greene County killed 43 bears during the 2022 hunting season. Statewide, hunters killed 1,318 bears. But Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sega said, quote, New York's black bear populations remain robust, particularly in the Catskill and Adirondack regions. Regulated bear hunting is a necessary tool for population management, especially with numbers increasing in recent years. I'm pleased to see hunters across the state logged another successful and safe bear hunting season, unquote. The area of New York that includes Greene, Schoharie, and Delaware and Ulster counties had the largest number of bears harvested per 100 square miles, according to the DEC. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that New York nursing homes will no longer require negative COVID-19 tests for entry, State Department of Health officials announced on March 17th. Acting State Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald said, quote, enabling families to visit their loved ones safely remains a priority for the Department of Health. Our new guidance aligns with CMS guidance and recommends that facilities use passive screening, which includes providing visitor and staff education on COVID-19 signs and symptoms and post-instructional signage throughout the facility, unquote. In other words, anything goes now at state nursing homes, and there will be signs. Wearing a face mask and hand washing may be suggested, but not required. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for crying, stops in my mind. On my own, here I go. Feel like they're gonna bleed right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry, my face is numb. Something's spun out in my room. Set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. Feel like they're gonna bleed right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry, face is numb.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC and broadcasting to you in Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Although, if you're listening on our website, we love you all the same. And giving me flashbacks.
XD.
You know, this channel.
And you're watching Disney Channel.
This show, Clubhouse Radio, really is just the nostalgia pit for 2000s kids.
It really is. 2010. Imagine being born in 2010.
People born in 2010 are already teenagers. How does that make you feel? Or at least if you were born in 2010 exactly.
I'm chilling.
If you were born in 2000, you're 23. If you were born in 2000, you can legally drink and smoke. And drive.
Your brain's almost developed.
Your brain develops fully.
No, because your brain doesn't fully develop until you're 25.
Yep, 25. Some people might say it's 26 now. I'm not sure about that. You don't quote me on it. I'm not completely sure.
Do you know when boys stop growing?
I don't really think there's any hard set answer because genetics isn't like a rest. I mean, it's just like a rest. It isn't like exact measurements. It's like random stuff.
You know, if you look up the age on Google, you know what age it says?
21.
No.
22.
No.
23.
Nope.
24.
No.
19.
No.
18.
No.
16.
Yeah.
I was so off.
I thought you stopped growing at 20.
20? Okay.
But I thought it's like 16.
I was waiting for something after the 20. I'm just over here looking at you like, 20 what? Give me the answer.
21 questions.
You say 21.
21 pilots?
Do you say 11? Do you say 11 or 121? Or 11-teen? Do you say 11-teen or 121? Do you say 11-teen or 121?
I just say 11.
What does that mean?
Song break, because my brain hurts. Okay, one or two?
This one.
Okay, we'll be back.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter. We'll be right back.